Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is Karen Marie Campbell, creator and owner of the Spirit Within You Wholeness Sacred Study Center and Metaphysical Boutique, located in Las Vegas, Nevada since 2008. I am a passionate person who wants to educate and give people information to inspire them in their awakening process. And you're listening to today's show on Blog Talk Radio, which is a series on herbs, and in particular, magical herbs. And in this particular show, what we're talking about today is magical herbs and how to purchase them. Now, I am a licensed practitioner of science of the mind, a transformational coach, and a spirit guide coach. Joining me every week on Thursday at 11 o'clock, Las Vegas time, is Lady Aset, otherwise known as Isis or Ifashola, who is a metaphysician, a doctor of divinity, and a master crystal practitioner, as well as, I'm happy to say, my mentor, my coach, my person that I go to when I need to know anything on esoteric or anything on a metaphysical level that's beyond my comprehension. She has been a trusted guide for me, and so I'm sharing her with the rest of you. And so, Lady Aset, how are you today?
I am doing so great, and I want to welcome everyone to the show today and all of us to have a blessed and prosperous day. And how are you, Karen?
I am fantastic because I have you on the radio show, so I'm excited about what we get to share with our audience today, because these shows are specifically geared towards education. It is not to replace anything that you're currently doing. It is just to bring into your awareness that there's something else about you that you may want to take a look at. That's all. And most of our shows, if not all of our shows, are based on what our customers are coming in and wanting to know. So we said, if we're getting asked all these questions, let's give this information away for free on these radio shows. We do charge for in-depth coaching. Anything beyond 15 minutes, we're always willing to talk to you, but it's more than 15 minutes. That's a coaching session, and that requires a one-on-one private consultation, because that's what you are deserving at that moment, and we want to give that to you. And so if you want to do that, you can reach us at 702-658-2257, 702-658-2257, and that's Tuesday to Saturday from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. You can call us. Or you can go on the World Wide Web, www.thespiritwithinyou.com, and that's you as in universe. So, Lady Aset, what do you have today for us regarding these magical herbs and how to purchase them? Because I'm happy to let everyone know that on the Spirit Within You website, we have a list of herbs that you can use for magic, and the prices are very, very inexpensive. And then if you wanted to learn how to use that, we also have books, and then we have Lady Aset. So, Lady Aset, what do you have for us today?
Well, I was thinking of starting it off with some of the herbs that are in the Bible, okay? And you have to remember, not only witches and pagans worked with herbs in the ancient days, but the Jews, the people that lived in the times of Jesus, worked with their herbs also. And many herbs and vegetables and perennials are mentioned in the Bible. Today, we still study a few in detail and look up where they are found in the Bible. For instance, people who lived in Jesus' time were wonderful herbalists. And I know sometimes that's hard to believe, but they also used herbs in many ways as we do today. They used the herbs not only for food, but to flavor the food and also for medicinal purposes. They did not visit a doctor around the corner or a hospital. We know that biblical people set aside plots specially formulated for their herbs, as especially hyssop was often referred to as the herb used in purification. So you can use hyssop in purification spells. You could use hyssop, as an incense, and they'll purify the area. It was also used to prevent blood from coagulating, which may explain why the Jews in Egypt were told to use it at the time of Passover. And this comes from Exodus 12:22. Flowers that were mentioned in the Bible, and the reason why I bring it up about the Bible is only because to show you for centuries and centuries we've been working with herbs, and we're going to continue to work with herbs. And a couple of the flowers in the Bible were willow, your water lily, violet, tulip, star of Bethlehem, rose, lilies. That's just to name a few. And they also worked with their trees. You know, they used to call us tree-hugging addicts in the 60s. But now it's still in the Bible. And the trees that they worshipped or they admired were the willow, the pine, oak, mulberry, myrtle, juniper, green bay, elm, chestnut, and cypress and cedar. Okay, but why I brought this up is I said I want everybody to know that this is nothing new. They call it new age, but I call it new old age. It's only coming back working with our herbs. Now, when you go to purchase your herbs, you got to make sure it is fresh, that the leaves aren't wilted, and they're not brown, and they smell fresh. Herbs usually would last between 6 months and a year, but that depends on the herb, and that's why you need to, research the herb you're purchasing. Now, as far as storing your herbs, for magical or medicinal, all right, when purchasing your dried herbs, for medicinal herbs and magical, you need proper storage. That's very imperative in their care and maintenance. Insufficient storage can result in a shorter shelf life, infestation of household pets, and damage to your herbs. Since most herbs are purchased online, in plastic bags, many are faced with questions of what to do with them next. Here are a few pointers on how to keep and maintain your herbs to maximize their medicinal and magical values, as well as ensure their safety upon us. Dried herbs should be stored in a covered, airtight container, preferably glass. But plastic is acceptable, but air still gets through plastic, so I prefer glass. Since most of the therapeutic values of leaves and roots and seeds and flowers lie within the essential and volatile oils that are in the herbs, it is important to know that these oils do not dry out or wear off. But there are several options in choosing your containers for your herbs. Glass jars with screws on caps, and the most economical and easy options they are. Hinge jars with metal latches sealed are ideal, and come to in multiple sizes. I would begin with smaller ones if you're just getting into this. You can even keep your herbs in a corked glass container, but it is advisable to seal the top with beeswax if you don't intend on using the herbs anytime soon. For these who purchase just a small amount of herbs at a time, baby food jars come in quite handy on the pinch. Make sure your containers are clean, though, and dry before you're storing your herbs in them. Any moisture within the container will quickly damage your herbs and can result in mold and mildew. After placing your herbs inside your container, make sure the lid is on tightly and securely. Your herbs should be covered at all times between uses. For instance, roots, flowers, and seeds are particularly vulnerable to red flower beetles. To be sure to watch that none of them get into your containers. Infestation can occur rapidly and would be devastating and cause a costly loss to your herbal investment. If you ever have a misfortune of finding, I better start using my herbs today. On your little buggers inside the container, you need to quickly toss out all of your herbs inside and clean and disinfect that container before using it again. Simply taking out beetles will not work, as they quickly lay their microscopic eggs within your herbs and infest your whole collection if you're not careful. And that's very important because you want that herb to be pure. Dried herbs have a shelf life between 6 and 12 months before losing all their potency. Watch out for discoloration, extreme brittleness, and complete loss of scent. When any of these occur, it means that your herbs are too old or have gotten damaged, and it is time to replenish your stock. Your herbs are a powerful gift from Mother Earth, precious commodity that can enhance both your physical health, spiritual well-being, and take care and keep them safe by storing them properly and efficiently. A few simple steps can make all the difference in harnessing their precious energies and benefiting from all multiple uses they offer us. Now, I'm going to give you a little, I hope you have a pencil, because I'm going to give you just a little recipe, which my right-hand maiden back home in New York created, and we've used it ever since. And it's called the moon incense. Now, here's what you're going to do. You're going to grind to powder one part of sandalwood and one part of cedar shavings. Add one part of cedar oil, one part of sandalwood, and a few drops of camphor. These oils in this proportion also make a good moon oil. Okay, all the modern witches do, you know, we do, even though we're witches, we do use blenders at times. So don't worry if you have to use a blender. Within the herbs, the magical resides within to be unleashed. Now, to preserve your herbs, you got to make sure, I stress it very much, because herbs at this moment is starting to rise in price. Why, I don't know. But if you can just follow these simple directions on how to store and buy, you're going to be okay. Okay, the way you can dry some herbs, okay, you can hang herbs to dry them for a quick preserving the method that doesn't require too much effort. I always hang herbs upside down, though. Remove the lower leaves from the stems and tie the bunch of herbs together close to the top of the stems. Ideally, a bunch should contain no more than 5 to 10 stems to facilitate the ventilation. Now you're going to find a dry, warm, not humid, dark, and well-ventilated place that is out of the way of pedestrian traffic or constant rummaging. The ideal temperature for drying the herbs is around 68 degrees Fahrenheit. If you do not have a dark spot in your home, you can try tying paper bags around them over each bunch and piercing air holes in the bag. This has the added bonus of also keeping the dust off. Leave the herbs now to dry for at least 1 to 3 weeks, but check them every now and then to see how they are doing and how they are drying. Okay, thicker stemmed herbs will take longer, of course, but check to see if their consistency has become crumbly by rubbing a leaf between your fingers. If they happen to crumble, they are ready to be taken down. Does anybody have any questions, Karen?
Right now, no. Thank you, Isa.
Oh, I just figured I'd ask. You know me. I always got to be on top of you. I don't know. Okay, now you got to remove the leaves, and then you're going to bottle them in an airtight glass herb jar or other jars you have around. Pick out any fluff, woody pieces, and other foreign materials as you remove the leaves. You can keep the whole leaves whole, but the most important thing is you got to label the jar, and you need to date it, okay? Because this one, you know how old the herbs are becoming. Store the herbs for up to 1 year. Okay, but here's another way of how to make your herbs last a little longer. The first step in storing your herbs is to dry off the leaves. Wet leaves lead to quick rotting. A problem is many herbalists need a quick rinse before using. If you have a salad spinner, which witches use, this is an easy task. Just spin your herbs dry. Then lay them on paper towels to wipe away any excess moisture. If you don't have salad spinner, lay out a long strip of paper towel and roll the herb in bundles until they feel mostly dry. Then let them sit on an unrolled towel for about half an hour. No, it shouldn't take no more than that. Lastly, keep your herbs in the front of your refrigerator if you decide to keep them in there, which is the warmest part in your refrigerator. This isn't just because herbs do better at warmer temperatures, but because you're far more likely to remember them if they're in ease of view. They're in the back, we forget about them. But most of the time, my herbs would rot in the fridge when I have forgotten them. And believe me, that's disturbing. The only herb I don't treat this way are thyme and rosemary, which seem to end up to common fridge abuse pretty well. So you gotta know your herbs. You have to research your herbs because there's a lot of herbs out there that are poisonous. There's a lot of herbs out there that's not good for pregnancy. There's a lot of herbs out there that if you're breastfeeding your child, you don't want to take in. Okay? So you got to remember that. And as Karen said, this is not a show to tell you what to do or prescribe. That you get from your doctor. This is just to give you just the top shelf information about what herbs can do and what herbs are good for. In magic, we've used herbs for centuries. In the ancient days, everybody went with, they used to call her let me see, I can't remember. Oh, can you minute, give me, they used to call her one who is with spirit, meaning a witch. But I won't go into detail, but they all went to her for healing. She was the, she used to deliver the children. She used to take care of everything in illness, and she always brought and used her herbs.
So, Isis, herbs that would gift. Definitely yes. be another show, correct?
Yes. Oh, yes, that's another show.
I
don't have time.
Yeah.
I don't
Thank
have time
you,
now. But, you know, and it's like I was saying, the herbs are a gift from Mother Earth. We can't, you know, why go into a department store or a drugstore and try to figure out, oh, what herb should I take? What medicine? You got it growing for free. It's all around us. We just need to know what we're looking at. If you're not sure your herb, before you do anything with it, you're going to ingest it, okay? You need to speak to a professional herbalist. Because as I said, some herbs
that
are not
correct.
You know, not
That's
meant to
correct.
Be taken internally.
And if you need
or
support
anything.
With that, folks, we have two practitioners, independent practitioners that we work mm-hmm. with that are certified as well as clinically trained in working with herbs. So, like I said, 15 right. minutes, a question. We don't charge for that. Anything
That's
over 15
right.
minutes is a consultation. And what are you paying
right.
for? Our time and expertise, okay?
Right, right,
it's great
yes.
that you can pick up a book and read, but what really makes you master any skill is practice, practice, practice.
Right,
right Lady
right.
Asset?
You got it. You got it. And as Karen said, if you have any questions, please don't hesitate to contact us because that is what we're here for. That is our contract, to be here to help all those to ascend. Not that they're not ascending now, but this way we can help them understand what they're going through. And herbs are part of it all. Herbs are part of it all. I got herbs all over my house. I do. I got them in jars and every. I make my spell bottles out of them. They are magnificent. If
and
you
folks,
have to choose,
that's
yes.
not all she has all over her house. She has amazing pieces. Her house is like a freaking museum. From one room to another, it's like walking into some kind of time zone or something because you're like, oh, my God, is that what I think it is? Oh, my God. And then you go, and so can I ask you something, Lady Asset? Why do you have three of everything? Oh, my
what
gosh.
Well, in case one breaks.
Oh, my Lord. You're the most... They're the person that takes care of everything. Everything that you have is pristine. I'm like, did you
oh,
use
you.
This? And you're like, of course I used it. Oh, my God. I have to tell on you, Ooh. Isis. God, I've been quiet the whole show.
I know. I'm very surprised. But, Karen, can I tell them about the workshop coming up on Saturday?
Absolutely. Please
do. Yes. At the Spirit Within You. At 2 o'clock, I'm conducting a workshop, and the workshop is going to be on creating spell bottles and spell boxes. So if you're interested in that and serious about it, then show up on Saturday, and you'll learn a lot. Thank you, Karen.
And then for those of you who are seeking our address, let's go to www.thespiritwithinyou.com, and that's you as in universe, not Y-O-U. And there you can hit the contact page. It has a Google map on it. Click it. If you're like me, I need the assistance of a GPS. And even with a GPS, I somehow managed to get lost. But that is a story for another
Call
show. Isis, don't you dare say anything. On with the show, Isis. On with the show.
Okay.
It's public broadcasting.
No, we got to be good. And if anybody knows us, they know this is how we are. This is how we are. And again, get a good book on herbs, okay? A very good book is, what the heck is his name? I'll probably get it for you next week.
How about the Cunningham book? Scott Cunningham.
Well, yeah, Cunningham, but this is another book that came out before him. He had a herbal farm, just like Cunningham did, okay? But he goes really, really deep.
Okay, and if they want to...
I think it's called Culpepper's Herbal Something.
Okay. And what we could do is you can make a note, Isis. We can talk about it the next show, and as well as we can perhaps post it. So there's a link for them. And but if you guys want to go to the Spirit Within You website, you can click on Metaphysical Boutique and check the books. There are over 2,000 books on there. We don't carry that in the store because we have changed our format. We're very focused now on an individual person attaining whatever that spiritual path that they're wanting, so we're doing more coaching. So we've expanded our products online to serve you so that when we're doing workshops or classes and we're needing supplies, we can go to our website and purchase those for that purpose, as well as if for this show, if you're wanting to buy herbs, we have over 100 herbs, almost 200 herbs on our website. And they're very inexpensive. Some of them are like $2. So
right.
You're more than welcome. Right. Right now we're having a special where if you go on the website, you'll see the special on the first page. So go ahead, Lady Asset, because we have 4 more minutes.
4 more minutes? That's a lifetime.
I know. Try to hold your breath for 4 minutes. I'm telling you, it doesn't work.
It doesn't work. No. Okay, now. I might as well now, like with Wednesday. Oh, Wednesday. Uh-oh. Something's coming to me on Wednesday. Okay. The spell bottles. You use herbs in spell bottles. Okay? But these are herbs that you have coddled. You have taken care of. You have stored them in airtight jars. You make sure that there's no moisture within the jar or on the herb. Even if it's one little drop or one little leaf, will destroy your herb in a moment. Check your herbs now and then. Don't keep opening the jar because you're letting more. If there's moisture in the air, it will get in the jar. Just pick up the jar, look at it, make sure it's doing what it's supposed to be doing. But like I said before, if you don't have jars, use paper bags. Or in New York, when I used to live in New York, I had like a boiler room, and I used to hang my herbs in the boiler room, okay? Because
oh my God,
hot,
I remember boiler room.
Yes.
The water here, I'm like, where's the boiler room? And they were like, what are you talking about?
yeah, they don't have them here. Unless you go up in your attic. Ooh, that's what
you're
about. Yeah.
If you want to know what a boiler room is, it's an actual room no more than, I would say, 2 feet by 4 feet where
right.
The boiler is kept to create the heating system and the hot water system for the house. And it is, as soon as you walk in, there's a distinct difference in heat and temperature. So thank
yes,
you.
Yes, it is.
I
think I dated myself now.
Oh, yes, you did.
I just dated myself. But that's
so,
what
folks,
I used to do.
So, folks, if you want to hear more about the shows, you're welcome to listen to our archives. Like I said, this is a month series that's going to be running into October regarding magical herbs. If you want to make an appointment with Lady Asset, you can call 702-658-2257, Tuesday to Saturday from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. Lady Asset does a lot of services here for us. Not only does she coach on a metaphysical level for you, she also does coaching on Wicca, if that's which the path that you're wanting. She can support you with that. If you're looking for a chakra balance, an auric cleanse, ionic foot detox, Egyptian reflexology, and the list can go on and on. Just go to our website, and you can see a list of the services that Lady Asset, otherwise known as Isis, also known as Ifashola. If you visit us, we could tell you where all these names come from. Those of you who are on your path, you'll identify the names immediately. And so, Lady Asset, what would you like to leave for our listening audience today?
Well, I would like to say everybody is going to get a mantra because everybody needs money, you know. I mean, let's get down to the nitty-gritty. We all need money. And you're gonna. This is a little mantra that will help you, especially if you're creating magic for money. Okay, because like I said, because we all, you know the mantra, Karen. Why don't you say it?
Oh my gosh, I know so many different mantras,
okay,
but the one
okay.
would be money, money. Ready?
Money,
ready?
Yes.
Money,
I'm ready.
Money, money, ready.
Money,
money, come to me.
Come
we
to
deserve
me.
Prosperity.
We deserve prosperity. Money, money,
money,
come,
money
to me.
Come to me.
I deserve
we
prosperity.
Deserve prosperity. Money, money,
right.
come to me. We deserve. And I just tell them, why don't we do it three times?
Three times, because three times is well, as far as Christian goes, it's Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Witchcraft, it's the three phases of the moon. It's the three phases of the goddess, maiden, mother, and crone. And remember, crone is the wise one. That's the wise woman is the crone. All right, that's another show.
And so
show.
That makes me wise, because I'm a crone.
Yes, well, crone. You're a crone. Yes, and when they call out, she's an old crone, say, thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, peace and blessings to you. We are so humbled by the amount of listeners that we have on the show. Each week it keeps building up. We have fun with this. This is not to be perfect because we don't want to be perfect. This is just to bring a sense of humor and education to a subject matter that oftentimes people are told they shouldn't talk about, they shouldn't experience. You know what? Have your own experience. That's what you're here on
right.
for. You're not here to stop being human for someone else's reason or cause. You're here to express
Ooh.
Everything that's within you. You are the same thing the stars are made of. So why wouldn't you?
Mm.
I dare you to be you today. All right.
There you go.
Set. Thank
okay.
you. And have a blessed
you're
day.
Welcome. You too.
And we will all talk to you.